Australia's consumer watchdog, the ACCC, is calling for volunteers to sign up for a broadband speed testing program. The ACCC has resisted opposition from some internet service providers and is rolling out its speed test program to about 2,000 homes in the first year. It's hoping to expose the real-world speeds being provided to households and businesses connecting to the national broadband network. David Cody reports.
The ACCC wants to connect a box at your home to collect statistics about your internet connection, but it insists users' privacy won't be affected. The ACCC's Delia Rickard wants more transparency in a sector worth more than $4 billion each year.
At the moment, what we're seeing is lots of finger-pointing. Everyone's saying, oh, it's not my fault, it's their fault. We know that some fault may lie with the retail providers, some may be with the NBN, others may be issues within the consumer's home where they've got their computer placed, all sorts of factors can impact here. I think what this study will do will be to help us identify where the problems are so that they can then be fixed.
Ms. Rickard hopes it will drive improvements in broadband speeds and how they're advertised. Some internet providers initially resisted the idea.
Some are reasonably comfortable, others are less comfortable about it. But what we know from looking at overseas experience is that doing something like this and making this information publicly available for consumers has increased performance-based competition in the space.
The consumer watchdog has secured $7 million in federal funding for the first 4 years of the program. 2,000 households will be involved in the first recruitment drive, increasing to 4,000 in the years ahead. It'll report on speeds, looking for any slowdown at peak times and comparing services between different providers and different technologies. The ACCC has been particularly irked by advertising that focuses on the maximum possible speed.
Up to is the number that tells you that best possible performance. But in fact, most people tend to be using their computers and on the internet at peak times, at the times when there's lots and lots of people on and you get a speed which is much lower than the maximum possible.
Rachel Thomas is a policy officer at the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network. She's urging people to sign up to the program.
We're hoping that it'll provide some measurable and comparable statistics so that consumers can see which provider matches their needs.
The Action Network, known by the acronym ACAN, wants consumers to be told in advance of agreeing to a contract what speeds they should expect.
We get consumers calling us as well and saying that they're not able to use certain services during certain hours, their children can't complete their homework, businesses are unable to upload within a satisfactory time.
When are speeds particularly bad? What time of day?
We're finding that it can be from 4 to about 11 o'clock at night.
John Stanton is from the Communications Alliance, which represents the telecommunications industry. It's concerned that the sample size won't be big enough to provide any meaningful guide to consumers.
We've had, for example, concern expressed to us by our smaller providers that if it's only looking at four big ISPs and their performance, then whoever comes out looking good among those measurements will tend to draw customers away from smaller providers, you know, who aren't in the limelight of those results. So there's a range of those sorts of issues I think we need to look at carefully as this scheme is put into place.
He admits the retail service providers already have information from NBN about the speeds each user can expect.
Well, at the moment, providers aren't able to release that information publicly. Their indicative numbers, you know, come from NBN Co, but it's not presently possible for those to be released by the ISPs.
Why is that?
It's part of commercial agreements between the different levels of provider.
Is there an aspiration to be able to release that data in some form at some point, and if so, when?
It's not something that I'm privy to in terms of the individual views of service providers as to whether they'd like to be able to release those data or not.
NBN welcomes the ACCC study. A spokesperson says it supports any efforts to help consumers better understand broadband speeds and performance. The ACCC is looking at technology used in similar broadband speed monitoring programs in the UK, the United States, Singapore and Canada. It expects to release the first information from the study towards the end of this year.
David Cody reporting.